Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining me. There is several things that the Lord wants me to share with you today. And the first one is, when my mother was alive, she lived in New Jersey, and we were driving over to see her. My husband, my children, and myself, we were traveling, and we got there, and we noticed that there were two silver garbage cans, and they were shaking, and voices were coming out from these garbage. And we're noticing, and my husband and I, we overheard what the voices were saying. They were saying in a fearful tone, here she comes, here she comes. And they were speaking about me, and I said to my husband, did you see that? He says, yes. And did you notice where they are in the garbage? I love that one. I laughed so much. We passed by as it was shaking from fear. Okay, so right now in your life, you fear some issues that are going on in your lives. You're feeling that the walls are just coming close, and you're saying, I just feel that the enemy is just, you know, closing the doors on me, and this door is closed and that door is closed, and my health, I have health issues, or some relationships have been, the doors have been closed, and it's one thing after another and one thing after another, and the enemy is saying to you, attention to this problem and attention to this and attention to that. But the Lord wants me to say to you, at ease to your soul. At ease to your soul. And remember when Moses and the Israelites, they came out from slavery. They came out from bondage. And now they're about to enter into abundance. Just before abundance, you will feel the heat the most. Here is Moses and the Israelites. On one side is the enemy coming, marching at them to destroy them and to kill them. On the other side is the Red Sea for them to drown. But you know the story. The Lord opened the Red Sea. The Lord did a miracle, a supernatural event. And this is what God is going to do for us. So, if only you knew how much fear the enemy has, just like the garbage can that was shaking. He's listening to you speak, and he's hearing you say, I am so fearful. I don't know what to do. Oh, Lord, help me. Reverse what you're saying and let God hear that you believe that he can do all things for you and that he is the one who holds the door to be open or to close. He is the key. He is the door. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. And sometimes, actually all the time, when just before the breakthrough, and it's when it is the hottest, when Lord, everything is closing in. Everything is how, I don't see a breakthrough. I don't see a miracle. Who can, how can this happen? Where can help come from? Don't look to people. Yes, God will use people. And if God used people, that's a different story. But it isn't because your eyes are upon people. It's because God is sending this one and sending that one to refresh you, because that's what he does. That's what he does. He will send people along your path to refresh you, to help you, to give you a hand. But ultimate is God. Our job is to keep our eyes on the Lord and to worship him and to praise him and to thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If only you knew who really is afraid, you would be rejoicing. So today, even now, change it around and start rejoicing that a new day has come. A new day has come. And we're just waiting for the manifestation. We're waiting to see with our own eyes, but everything begins in the supernatural. Remember that it was the spirit that made the natural. Therefore, everything in the natural must bow to the spirit. Hallelujah. Everything is subject to change because God lives in you. God bless you. Be strong in the Lord and in his might.